Dictation for Lorry, L-O-R-R-I-E, Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D. May 24, 69, addresses a letter to Dr. Kabir. K-H-A-B-I-R, 773-0558. Dear Dr. Kabir, a follow-up for Mrs. Roland. Has chronic kidney disease, last visit March, complaining of fatigue. She does have underlying COPD on inhalers, has gained weight from 234 to 248, isolated nausea, no vomiting, dysphagia, appetite and weight down, appetite, however, is down. There is frequent diarrhea the last week without associated blood or melena. She does have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation predominance. For what she normally takes, Miralax, stool softeners that she already stopped. There is no lightheadedness, no changes in urination. Does have frequency nocturia, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. No abdominal discomfort. No chest pain, palpitation, syncope, no edema, claudications, denies purulent arterial hemoptysis, uses oxygen mostly at night, but sometimes during daytime, 1.5 liters, denies orthopnea PND, discontinues smoking like a year ago, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. For blood pressure on Coric and Prazosin, P-R-A-Z-O-S-I-N. Takes medication for her psychiatry disorder, inhalers, for migraine. Remains on Humira, H-U-M-I-R-A, Plaquenil and Leflunomide under the care of Dr. Lines, L-A-Y-N-E-S. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. Today, weight 248, blood pressure 104.72. COPD abnormalities, distant breath sounds, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no gross JVD, no pericardial rap or arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses or ascites. I don't see major edema. No gross focal deficit, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry is in August, creatinine 2.1. It's been as high as 2.2. I will say for the most part, it's stable the last 1 year. Present GFR 26, stage 4. Potassium in the low side, normal sodium acid base, normal nutrition. Calcium in the low side, normal phosphorus, anemia 11.6. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. She developed this post-acute kidney injury and acute tubular necrosis at the time of Legionella pneumonia, respiratory failure, ventilatory assistance, and sepsis. She did not return to normal. This is her new baseline. At the same time, this is not causing uremic symptoms, volume overload. There has been previously no evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. Next number, COPD abnormalities from prior smoker, respiratory failure on oxygen as needed. Next number, rheumatoid arthritis on treatment, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next number, post-traumatic stress disorder, bipolar disorder, pseudo-seizures, panic disorder, continue present treatment. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, no indication for EPO. Next number, potassium in the low side, presently having loose stools, prior constipation, dose medications on hold, no acute abdomen, no evidence of dehydration. Next number, continue to monitor chemistry on a regular basis, come back on the next 5 months.